Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one question I got, which I thought was a fascinating question, and I haven't answered this yet on air, but I thought it would be a pretty good topic to talk about today because we have some time. Fridays are always good for me to answer you guys' questions. So you can always give us your questions on X, which is Twitter, Dr. Dahlia Show, on Facebook, or go to our website, drdahlia.com. So one question I was asked is, what would I do to stop wasteful spending in healthcare? And what would I do to lower healthcare costs? And it was a question, it's a question I get often, but it was asked of me a little while ago. And I have addressed this on air before, but let me talk about it again. So why is your MRI so expensive? Why is going to the doctor so expensive? Why are your medications so expensive? Right. I mean, the system is kind of screwed up. And I told you, insurance, it kind of, I think, is good or bad in terms of if you want to negotiate with your doctor, why are you paying another company to do that? I mean, when I would have cash prices for my patients, you know, it was way cheaper. A lot of people said I don't have to do insurance because I could just see Dahlia for cheap and I don't have to be paying hundreds of dollars to an insurance company. The problem is you need the insurance company when you have something major medical. Because MRIs are expensive, because things are so costly, surgeries, deliveries, you need insurance for that. But you basically are using a middleman to knock down the price. That's basically what insurance does. Hospital is going to charge $80,000. The insurance company says, no can do. Depending on the insurance company, the hospital's like, okay, I'll only charge 20. Insurance company goes, you see what I did? I just saved you $60,000. Meanwhile, the patient's like, I was only there a day and a half. Why is it 80 to begin with? Okay? So we've created this need for insurance companies, and I'm very grateful for what insurance companies can do because a lot of things are high cost, but maybe we figure out a better way to do insurance so that we're not like after Obamacare, insurance companies skyrocketed the rates. In fact, my insurance for my family, I think, went up to almost like $3,000. We don't even hardly use it. $3,000 a month. I could talk to my own doctors, and I could negotiate down the price if I need to. To pay them $3,000, not to mention the deductible. So one is to maybe kind of reevaluate what we're doing with insurance. And I understand the Affordable Care Act really messed things up, and I get it. Although it was good in terms of the pre-existing conditions, because that was ridiculous that insurance companies would say, sorry, you had asthma 6 months ago, so we're not paying. I get that we needed to fix that. Unfortunately, now insurance companies are charging whatever, deductibles are high, and they're getting reimbursed by the government. So that's some wasteful spending. So we need to kind of figure out how to rein those costs in. And if there are ways where the patients don't need the middleman and there's care that could be done where, look, there's payment plans, you know, we don't have to charge $5 per Tylenol, you know, or $50 per gauze. There's ways that you could then, you know, bring the cost down. That has to be a conversation. Another thing to lower healthcare costs is stop making medical school so expensive. Nurse practitioner school, PA school. Medical students that I know are paying at least 50, 60 grand a year. And that's not even Ivy League training. So by the time with, you know, expenses for living and all that, they're almost a quarter to a half a million dollars in debt. then yeah, and they're only going to do that if they're going to be making a good salary. So we need to do something about the price of medical school. I think a lot of that money is waste, and I don't think it should really cost a student a quarter to a half $1 million to become a doctor or a nurse practitioner or a PA. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. So that's another thing. Let's limit the cost. Another thing we need to do is we need to rein in these lawsuits. The reason why Obamacare came in, and it was actually welcomed by many, is because prior to Obamacare, the doctor lawsuits were so bad and so ubiquitous that insurance companies were like, we're not covering doctors, not in Nevada, not in certain states. So doctors learned very early on that if you have a lawsuit, you can't get a new malpractice company, and then you can't practice, so don't get sued. Well, how do you not get sued? Well, one of the number one causes of lawsuits is failure to diagnose or delay of diagnosis. So somebody has a sore throat, like Michael, Michael Douglas. Somebody has a sore throat like Michael Douglas, and he keeps having a sore throat despite giving antibiotics for possible strep, even if a strep test is negative, and you're like, this could be throat cancer. Rather than waiting 3-4 months, you're going to be like, you know what, your sore throat's not going away, let's get this checked out. Let's refer you to an ENT, and let's have the ENT scope you, and well, then the cost is going to go up. And honestly, I don't think anybody should have delay of care. But now somebody comes in with a headache, and you're like, well, I don't want to miss a bleed, I'm going to scan them. And so because people don't want to miss the tumor, miss the bleed, misdiagnose, it costs money. There was a patient that called the telemedicine company, and telemedicine apparently treats diverticulitis over the phone now, where if you have inflammation of your left side of the colon, doctors will give you antibiotics over the phone. Well, somebody calls up, said he kind of had a little bit of a cold, but he's got his diverticulitis flare-up, so he wants the antibiotics. And I'm like, I just don't know if this is diverticulitis. I want you to get a scan of your abdomen. He's like, really? I go, just something doesn't seem right. I just don't know if giving you antibiotics is the right thing to do right now. I just don't know if that's what you have. Well, he writes me the next day saying, you saved my life. And I'm like, what? He said, I had a left renal vein thrombosis. I had COVID. COVID caused me to make a clot in my left renal vein. That I thought it was diverticulitis. If you just gave me antibiotics, I could have been dead. Gone into kidney failure. So, you know, if we want to rein in costs, we need to figure out how to diagnose people better without it costing so much. Now, and then we also need to look at what we're doing with our entitlements. And I really think setting up free clinics is way better than giving the money to insurance companies. I think the government should be setting up free clinics throughout the nation. That, well, we're out of time, but I'll talk more about that in a sec. 1-877.
Gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend
Your Life. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So nearly 450 patients at a Salem hospital in Massachusetts have been exposed to hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and HIV due to improper administration of their IV medications. This happened at a hospital, and the potential exposures occurred over roughly 2 years, according to NBC News. It involved patients who needed an endoscopy, which is a procedure where doctors use a small camera to look inside the body to detect diseases. The upper endoscopy we've talked about, where it goes through the mouth down to the stomach. You have the colonoscopy that goes up through the colon. The hospital was first made aware of the incident earlier this year, and the practice was immediately corrected. I don't know if they told us exactly what the practice was in terms of the IV, but I can tell you I think I have a hint because of what happened with the hepatitis outbreak in Las Vegas years ago. But the hospital, I'll finish with this first before I tell you,
The hospital has apologized, saying we sincerely apologize to those who have been impacted, and we remain committed to delivering high-quality, compassionate health care to our community. They said the likelihood that patients were actually infected was extremely small. No patients reported infections as of Thursday. But they are testing people for hepatitis B, C, and HIV, which are the standard tests at the time. I think they should also do syphilis, because that's what I did when we had that issue in Las Vegas, of people who had gone to this endoscopy center. And potentially exposed patients were notified via the hospital's online portal, their patient gateway. And if patients didn't immediately respond, the hospital will call the patients or send them letters. So being exposed to bloodborne pathogens are supposed to be rare because we use fresh needles. We use fresh medications. We clean all our equipment. We sanitize things. We don't use old syringes and old needles. But apparently, patients are still exposed to diseases. In 2018, more than 3,000 were at risk of exposure to B, C, and HIV because of rusty equipment used at a New Jersey surgical center. Now, in 2008, 63,000 patients were exposed to hepatitis C following negligent practices at endoscopy clinics in Las Vegas, Nevada. So I'll tell you about what happened with the Las Vegas clinic, because I had trained under that doctor for GI, Dr. Desai. And when I was there training, this was before it had happened, but I had to do my GI training with him. And, he knew his gastroenterology, but there was an anesthesiologist who was fantastic, who worked with him. And I met the anesthesiologist, and the anesthesiologist was doing all the anesthesia for the endoscopy patients. And so I also learned some anesthesiology on that rotation as well. So the anesthesiologist had tubes and the proper equipment and was doing the proper anesthetic, like the propofol, to help you sleep during the procedure. I did notice that there were a lot of patients, and he went through a lot of patients, you know, and I saw equipment sterilized, but I just didn't have a chance to time how long stuff was being sterilized. But my guess is, whenever there is a rush, mistakes could happen. But Medicare had made a change with reimbursement a few years prior to this happening, or maybe right before the exposure happened, and I was already in practice, and I didn't have any training. I was already out of training, so I wasn't there in the endoscopy center where this happened. But when Medicare said, look, we're not going to pay for the anesthesia separately. So if you're doing an endoscopy and we're going to pay you the $200, we're also not going to pay you extra for the anesthesia. We're just going to pay you the $200, and the anesthesia is just a part of the endoscopy. Well, at that point, and I don't know if maybe they gave a little extra to cover. I'm not sure what happened in terms of actual reimbursement, but endoscopy centers fired their anesthesiologists. A lot of them did. And they got the cheapest way to do anesthesia. Rather than hiring a doctor, they hired nurse anesthetists, who are good too. But the nurse anesthetist setup was not as extravagant as the anesthesiologist setup. And the nurse anesthetist, rather than all the IV tubing, they had a little port in the person's hand. Now, that still shouldn't mean they get infected. But there was a practice that I never liked that I saw used a lot in the 90s where you would have a clean, sterile syringe or needle in the medicine. And when you needed to suck up the medicine, you would take your sterile syringe, attach it to the needle, suck up the medicine, remove the syringe, and then put it on the patient's needle. Because the patient had a needle in their port. Now, I never did that. I did not like the way that was being done. Well, apparently the nurse anesthetist did that. Well, when you put the syringe into the patient's arm, there's a little backsplash of blood in that needle, especially, you know, from the hand. So when you remove the syringe, you're supposed to throw it out. Now, maybe the nurse anesthetist needed more,
So use that same syringe to suck up more. But because now there's some backsplash blood, even if it's microscopic, it went back into the medicine jar of propofol and infected the whole jar. Now, this apparently caused, I forget if 6 people died of hepatitis, but this was about, and additionally, the investigation found that the doctor did not have the equipment cleaned enough, that when he was going through the patients so quickly, that the equipment was never washed properly and sterilized properly. So something going into somebody's mouth, like the mouth guard or the mouthpiece, would not be sterilized. I think in their defense, they tried to say they were using disposable ones, but there was no record of them buying disposable mouthpieces. So I think he had a stroke while he was in jail, and I don't believe he's alive anymore. But these surgical center, and I'm not blaming Medicare, but that is kind of what prompted there to be this change from going from an expensive anesthesiology protocol to minimizing the cost of anesthesia, because now Medicare was cutting what they were going to pay, and it caused, unfortunately, because of cheapness and greed, now lack of some checks and balances, and a very stupid procedure where you leave the needle in the medication and you just suck it out for any patient you need. That was horrible. And interestingly, Teva Pharmaceuticals, an Israeli pharmaceutical company, got sued also for this, for making medicine that wasn't single vial, but was a big vial, which that's how medicine was. You would be able to do draw out multiple amounts of medication. We talked about wasteful spending in medicine. Now, because everything is single use, now it's a lot more expensive. So you would buy anesthesia, or you would buy lidocaine, let's say 30 cc's. So if you only needed 1 cc, that bottle could help 30 patients. Wasn't that expensive. Now, well, because somebody could be stupid and use a dirty needle to go back and get more medicine, which should never be done, now they've had to change it to single use, a lot of these medications. And now that's more expensive. Same thing with flu shots. You could drop the flu shot, or you could now have flu shots where they're just automatically, they're just already pre-filled. And so those are things that raise costs. So what happened at this hospital? I mean, if there were people exposed during the endoscopy, it could have been they didn't clean them right, or it could have been the bad anesthesia practices. But most hospitals will use anesthesiologists. But, you know, things change, and it's really unfortunate with what happened. And so what do you do to protect yourself? I mean, always ask questions. And if you think people are going to be frustrated and mad at you for asking questions, don't go there. You can say, look, I heard about the hepatitis outbreak in Las Vegas that happened years ago. I heard about what happened in Massachusetts Hospital. You know, how are the medicines being done so I know I'm not getting hepatitis? Can you just kind of, you know, just tell me what the process is? I trust you guys. I just wonder what the process is. And they'll tell you, they go, we use separate syringes. Everything we use is clean. Everything we use is single vial. I'm an anesthesiologist that's overseeing this all, nothing, everything that you are being used is clean. A lot of people say always be the first patient of the day. And that helps too if it wasn't used on somebody else, but you got to make sure it was cleaned overnight. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The civil rights trial of Brett Hankinson, the former Louisville police officer connected to the fatal 2020 raid on Breonna Taylor, ended in a mistrial. Hankinson, who fired 10 shots into the apartment building of the 26-year-old black woman during the flawed drug raid, had previously been acquitted of wanton endangerment charges by a state jury. The temporary suspension of the gag order against Donald Trump in his civil business fraud trial has been granted by a New York appeals judge, with Trump's legal team arguing the order infringes on his freedom of speech. Multiple reports saying Israel and Hamas appear to be near a hostage deal. The deal would free 50 women and children for the return of Palestinian prisoners. President Biden saying a stable relationship between the U.S. and China is beneficial for the world economy. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I've been very, very frustrated with all the COVID money fraud cases we've been hearing about. Now a former state senator has been arrested on 28 charges of COVID unemployment fraud. Former Massachusetts state senator Dean Tran, 48 years old, allegedly schemed to defraud the Massachusetts Department of Unemployment Assistance and collected income that he failed to report to the IRS. He is now being arrested on 28 federal charges. He is due to appear in federal court in Boston at 1:30 today to face 25 charges of wire fraud and 3 counts of filing false tax returns. The former state senator served as an elected member of the Massachusetts State Senate from 2017 to 2021. He represented Worcester and Middlesex counties. During that time, he allegedly fraudulently applied for COVID unemployment benefits after he already accepted employment as a paid consultant for a New Hampshire-based company. He is accused of collecting over $30,000 in pandemic unemployment benefits and concealing over $50,000 in consulting income that he received from the New Hampshire company on his 2021 federal income tax return. In addition, Tran allegedly concealed thousands of dollars in rental income from the IRS when he collected rent from tenants in Fitchburg, Massachusetts. He has rental properties, I guess, and he had them for 2 years. So, if he is found guilty of wire fraud, he faces a sentence of up to 20 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release, and a fine of $250,000. The charge for filing false tax returns provides a sentence of up to 3 years in prison, 1 year of supervised release, and a fine of $100,000. So when you hear this, it starts to make you wonder, why aren't more people in trouble? The COVID unemployment fraud was widespread. And we knew a lot of it was happening because people told us that their staff wouldn't come back to work because they could get the unemployment and the extra $600 a week check. And if they did come back to work, they would only work 10 hours so they could still qualify. Now, we had employees that tried to do that as well. And we asked the labor board, what do we do? Because we don't want to turn anybody in, but we don't want to be in trouble and look like we are complicit in this. We don't want to look like we are helping. You know, and we were told to inform the because when we were locked down for 6 weeks and we got to reopen, we sent in writing letters to everybody saying, you can get your full-time job back. So we're offering all your full-time job back. And many came back. I think almost all of them came back because they were making good money. People wanted their haircut. They wanted to. We own a couple salons. So we, most of them wanted to come back. But some of them that had children and all that, they found out that, you know, if they did still get the unemployment plus the extra $600, it was worth it to not come back full time. And so the labor board told us notify the not to turn anybody in, but let the unemployment division know that you offered all your staff full time, because they may be telling the unemployment office that you are refusing to give them hours, and that could put you in a bind. And so a lot of employers said they were facing that same thing, where they don't want to look like they were only giving one demographic full-time work and another not. So they're like, how do we show that we're trying to do equal work, equal pay, giving everybody them their jobs back? And so writing the unemployment division saying, guys, these are who we offer full-time jobs to. Everybody can work full-time, same pay. This is what we did. So, Chad, if anybody said, you know what, Joe Smith would not give me full-time work, he only gave me 10 hours, it then poses a question. And, in fact, I am hearing from other business owners that people are still doing that. In order to still get welfare or to still get benefits, if they make under a certain amount, they qualify, so they're only asking for hours to make under that certain amount. And so whether that's COVID fraud or unemployment fraud, I don't know. And that's kind of the system we have. When there's a system where there's free money and there are people who can able-body work, there are people that are savvy enough to figure out how to work the system. And remember we told you that there were reports of people where in order for them to go off the government dime, they would need to be offered almost six figures to make it worth it. Well, that's a problem. And so if people are collecting unemployment when they had employment, that's an issue. You know, getting unemployment used to be really tough. In terms of if you lost your job, it couldn't have been because you were doing drugs or you got fired. Okay? I mean, but if you lost your job because there's a layoff or things like that, you could get unemployment. But in order to get that unemployment and to keep that unemployment, you had to show weekly that you were turned down for jobs. And the people had to sign saying, I'm not hiring this person. During COVID, it was kind of loosey-goosey. You didn't have to show proof. You're like, well, I can't get a job because everybody's locked down. And because the government was short-staffed, they let a lot of those go. And still, to this day, we have people going, I'm getting free money from the state, and I don't have to work for it. And some of this free money is extra. I mean, when I saw how Disneyland was still slammed, and we're talking $200 tickets, where are people getting the money? Where did all this extra money come from when people weren't working and still aren't working? Well, it's coming from the taxpayer. So when you have even public officials taking advantage of it, not cool. And that's why the lockdown should have never happened to the degree that they did. And it's I don't know if we'll ever be able to gain control back. But the problem we have right now is we don't have enough people paying taxes and paying into the system. And we have a lot of people taking money out of the system. Now, you're disabled. You can't work. You have medical conditions. There's obstacles preventing you from being able to hold and maintain work. That is exactly why we have benefits to help you. I want those people helped. But when the Tsarnaev brothers, who were behind the Boston Marathon bombing, collected welfare, and you see pictures of the older brother boxing and pretty physically fit, what the hell are we doing? Why isn't there more of a screen on why people get them to begin with and then maintain them? And if the trick is my boss is only giving me 10 hours and the boss is like, no, I didn't. I need them full time. That should immediately be flagged. Say, look, you were offered full time. So if you're not taking the full time on purpose, why are we paying you? And that's where we're at. Now, some states might be a little tighter because of the loss of money. Didn't Governor Newsom have to tighten things up a little bit because they don't have enough in unemployment? I think the reparations had to be slowed down because they just don't have enough extra money. When you have a lot of people requiring unemployment, is anybody asking why? Are they all disabled? Are they all sick? Now, some people could say, yeah, I got long COVID. Well, there are medical exams you could do to get your disability. But, you know, to get Social Security, it used to be really, really difficult because you had to not even be able to answer a phone. No gainful employment. So if we don't have people putting money into the system working, yeah, the system's going to be defunct. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one big issue many of us had with the COVID pandemic is what it did to our education and what it did with our students. And the student aptitudes, proficiencies have dropped drastically. Student attendance has dropped drastically. Student mental health has dropped drastically. And not only was it because of the lockdowns and the online learning, that was a big part of it, but also many people who couldn't get back into the swing of things because they got to do online and not have that regimen, needed then ADHD medication to get back into the swing of things. And then ADHD medication went in short supply, so they couldn't get their ADHD medication. And then parents were home, and it just changed everything. And teachers also went through a change. Students saw that many of the teachers did not want to come back either. Even if the student wanted to come back, a lot of teachers didn't want to come back. Now, in teachers' defense, COVID, if it did cause some of their family members to die or have horrible health effects, no wonder teachers did not want to go back into one of the most germiest jobs out there, you know, school. But when COVID was starting to be in control, and we still have professors doing online school, there's still teachers who are asking to do online teaching. And when students pick up on that, saying my teachers don't even want to be here, then why do they want to be here? So the New Jersey, some of the latest news is the New Jersey Teachers Union is wanting to change the state standards for becoming a teacher. The Garden State requires that candidates for a teacher certification have to pass a basic skills test called the Praxis Core Academic Skills for Educators, and it demonstrates proficiency in reading, writing, and math. It's another way of showing competency. Yep. Or another way is teachers could show their ACT scores or SAT scores or GRE scores in the top third percentile the year they were taken. But the New Jersey Education Association believes that if you abolish the basic skills test, it will eliminate unnecessary barriers to the teaching profession and promote equity. Now, I'm under the impression that it doesn't matter what your gender is, what your race is, what the color of your skin is. We're all intelligent. We all have the ability to learn and the ability to do basic tests. But they are implying that there are some groups that will not be able to. And I find that troubling. Because that actually insults the groups that they're saying can't pass the tests. Now, the union says last year, New Jersey eliminated the EdTPA, a barrier to becoming a certified teacher. Now it's time to eliminate another barrier, the basic skills test for teachers. That's according to the teachers union. The union called on Democratic Governor Phil Murphy to sign a bill to end the requirement. So teachers have long been required to submit an EdTPA, which is a subject-specific portfolio-based assessment that shows a teacher is ready to work full-time in the classroom and administer assignments. So if they no longer have to do that, and they no longer have to do a basic skills test, how do we know if a teacher can teach? Now, some people will say, well, then I'll do it. I know math. Let me go in there. Teaching isn't just knowing the subject. Teaching is being able to convey the subject. You know, you could be a PhD in physics and have published multiple research articles. But if you can't explain and, you know, engage a student and get them to learn, you know, velocity, torque, fluid thermodynamics, or thermofluid dynamics, they're not going to learn. And so not only do you have to show competency in the subject matter, but you also have to show you could teach. Now, is it that New Jersey is so devoid of teachers that they need all hands on deck and just bodies in the room? But we don't want babysitters. We want people who could really teach. The union said when the New Jersey Department of Education adopted changes to the administrative code around teacher certification, it missed an opportunity to eliminate the requirement, which created an unnecessary barrier to entering the profession. So their call to eliminate the basic skills test comes amid the nationwide shortage of teachers. School districts cannot get teachers because plenty of them left with the lockdowns. Duh. Teachers that burn out, those who did show up back to work, thank you. and with lack of pay, with teachers getting shot by their students, with curriculum struggles. It's ridiculous. They say some blue states have lowered standards for students, including Oregon, which removed the basic skills testing requirements to graduate high school. So, you know, our kids are struggling. And instead of enhancing the education or the educators' quality, we're just trying to get bodies in the room. Okay, that you can't learn online. You can maybe get the material, pass the test, and move on. But we need people who learn things. I mean, I found school very valuable as a kid. I liked school. I didn't like a lot of my teachers, but I learned how to draw. I learned how to type. I learned how to code. I learned how to dissect. And in medical school, wow. Learned how to deliver babies, learned how to put in catheters. I couldn't do that online. We didn't have online at the time. So our students need high-quality teachers. And people don't want to be teachers. I don't blame people for not wanting to be teachers. But saying, look, you know, let's not make them take basic tests. If your teacher can't teach, or doesn't know the basic, it's... If a teacher can't take a test, and the students know this, then why should the students take the test? And is it that people think mediocrity is fine? You know, you don't really need to know math because you got a calculator on your iPhone. You don't need to learn how to read because Google will tell it to you. You don't need to learn how to write because ChatGPT AI will write it for you, your whole paper. How are we using our brains and gaining skills? I mean, are we really going to succumb to computers? And just let computers run everything and all we have to do is know how to do the on button? And the funny thing is kids really want to learn. They want to learn how to cook. They want to learn how to fish. They want to see what grandpa's doing. These kids want to learn. And if we don't have people who want to teach, then we're going to have to probably revamp how we do teaching. And I already told you, let's have classes morning only, where they are concrete, 20, 30 minutes of the topics, and then the afternoon is all practical learning. Kids learn how to plumb. They learn electricity. They learn law. They learn medicine. They learn how to exercise. They learn how to hike, fish, hunt, camp, start campfires. And they learn how to do practical things. So by the time they're a sophomore in high school, they have a good idea of what they want to learn. And then junior and senior year of high school is their associate year of college, and there's your free college. But if we can't get teachers to even work a half day, we're in trouble. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.